Thursday morning, time to check in with Susie Landers from the City of Houghton. Our weekly update as to what's going on in the city, brought to you by the City of Houghton. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
You survived the snow yesterday?
I did.
Yeah, there were a few people who didn't have so much luck in the snow yesterday.
I know. The roads were just terrible, and I kept telling them, don't turn by Walmart. Go to the light.
Yeah,
because I slid through.
Yeah, and this morning still some slipperiness across the Copper Country, so
that's
please
right.
Make sure that you continue to drive carefully. We take a look at business and things going on in the city of Houghton and our next door neighbors.
Yes,
our next door neighbors at Crown Cleaner.
We are very excited. I mean, this is a business that is a staple in our community. It's something that you know every community needs, and it's been for sale for a little while, and we were really excited when some local people stepped up and purchased the Crown Cleaners, and so business as usual. And we have Jasmine with us today.
Yeah, Jasmine Tappany is here. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning.
So your position is what at the Crown Cleaners now?
I manage.
You manage?
Yes.
You get by. You manage.
Yeah, I manage. I get by.
You deal with it. So, I mean, I can remember. I will confess that I've never been a guy who needs a cleaners an awful lot. I don't have that kind of...
Do you want me to see if your pants have any wrinkles? Because I'm all about pressing clothes. I'm going to tell you, I iron every morning.
You keep your eyes off my pants. Thank you. Yeah, I don't own an iron. I don't even
really?
Own... No, I don't own an iron.
I have backup irons.
I don't own an ironing board.
That's the first thing I bought my children when they moved out. It's like, I'm sure they've never used them, but in my mind, they're at their home, therefore, I'm good.
Well, I mean, there are certain things you have to have in your household,
yes.
Whether you use them or not. I own a number of pie plates, for example.
Oh.
I haven't baked a pie in years.
Well, my mom has those, and she's the
baker. But you have to have pie plates in your kitchen, or it's not really a kitchen. So they're someplace in my kitchen, and I don't know where, and someday I'll bake a pie, and I'll bring them back out.
But if for those of you that don't have an iron, or you know, and even if you do, there's certain things that you have to have dry clean, and you have to have professionally done.
Well, and that's where
and
I
that's
was...
That's right. Yeah. I know that's where we were
that's
going.
That's where I was going
All
first.
All right. You know, Todd and I can get off on a tangent. Next thing we're talking about, what our favorite pie is. So, Jasmine, kind of tell us what services that you have over there. For those of people that actually may have forgotten that we have a dry cleaning place in the community.
Yeah.
You don't use it that often.
They do everything. The ladies there are amazing. They press clothes. We dry clean, wash, and press.
So you can even just bring your laundry over
there. You can
even
bring your laundry, yes.
There you go, Todd.
Yeah, I know you do regular laundry. And of course, I think most of us, if we buy something that needs to be dry cleaned, we understand that there's a label on it that says dry clean only. But there are other things that can benefit from being brought to the cleaners. If I have a nasty stain on something,
yes, exactly.
You guys know how to get that
yes.
stuff out and do it without, in many
Destroying.
Cases, without damaging the piece of clothing.
Exactly.
I mean, I've worked on some nasty stains on some of my stuff, but the results are sometimes worse than where I was.
You have that rub mark
to start with.
Exactly.
You know, if you pour bleach on the navy blue shirt, it will get out the stain.
That's right. But I know that you do drapes.
Yes,
you know,
we do drapes.
With spring coming in, I think spring's coming anyway.
Yeah, one of these months.
I know we do. I can't say that I always do, but I know like my mom and different people, you know what I mean, they would definitely be about bringing their drapes in and having them dry clean.
Yes, they are starting to get
busy with that.
Yes.
Or your winter coats.
Yes, and them are on deal right now, too.
Oh, what's the deal for
the
winter?
Drapes and coats are 10% off right now.
See?
But, well, and this is the time to do that, because we put away our winter stuff, we get on our spring stuff, and it's better to have things, I would guess, better to have things cleaned before you put them away than it is to put them away, get them out 6 months from now and say, oh, dear, that smells rather badly. I should go to Crown Cleaners.
Exactly.
So,
and even I saw when I stopped in there the other day, someone was bringing in what looked like covers for their couch.
Yep.
I mean, the because if you know, they usually unzip and then you can bring those in, because you don't want to be washing those. Because what if you shrink them? You know?
Yeah, then
right.
You're,
that's what the dry cleaner's for.
Then your couch looks really strange. And and quilts, if you have quilts and heavy blankets that you have used on your bed in the winter, some of them you can take to the laundromat and put in the big machine and kind of hope for the best. But really,
you don't want to shrink.
Well, and particularly, right. I've got a couple of quilts that my mom made me. I don't want to screw them up in a laundry.
Right.
I want to take them to some place where I know they'll be well treated, and they'll be treated a little more gently. They don't pill up so much, and they come back looking really, really nice, and I can put them away for the summer and get them out. And when I get them out this fall, I'll smile because they're all That's nice right. and clean, and I'll be so proud of myself.
What about things like, do you still do the preserving of the wedding gowns and stuff like that?
Yeah, we do. We actually have to send them out, though.
But you
we will take care of them, though, yes.
You are the one to go to, yep. and then they will.
Definitely. Okay. And leather jackets, suede jackets.
All different kinds.
Yeah, everything. You do laundry. Let's get back to this. You do regular laundry.
Regular laundry.
Regular laundry. If I yes. have two
big... I have a friend that brings their stuff there. I know. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. If you're really, really busy, if you're like me and you actually don't own a washing machine and a dryer,
right?
This is a concept. You just, what, bring it in baskets or what?
Yep.
And then it comes back pressed also, or either way, right?
Either way, whichever you decide.
Okay.
Oh.
So these wrinkles in my pants, you could take care of them? Is that what you're
Definitely could.
That's right.
I may have to buy the iron, by the way, because I did wash my shower curtain recently. I washed my shower curtain, and it came out all bumpy.
Oh, well, I don't think you should iron a shower curtain, because there's probably a lot of plastic in there.
No, this is a cloth.
Oh, okay.
I know that much, Susie.
I was thinking the same thing.
I know. Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, I'm gonna put it on high.
Well.
And my ironing board will be impervious to water from here on out.
I was like, oh, no, Todd, don't do that.
Yeah, and with prom season coming up.
Yeah, formals.
If you've got some people go out and buy new formal wear, but some people are fortunate, because that stuff is expensive. Some people are fortunate that they get one, a gown from a friend, or guys can get a tux from somebody, or a sport coat from somebody. You want to bring that in advance as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've had crown cleaners do my tux a number of times. From back when I was playing with the Keweenaw Symphony.
Right, because, right. And I know that they're really good about doing emergency situations, because sometimes, like, I have said I'm not going to a specific event, and then all of a sudden, the day before, I'm going to go. And even though I can iron, and I do a pretty darn good job, there's some things you just want professionally pressed. It comes out better. And I've gone in there a few times with that panic look up. Well, I go a lot of places with a panic look on my face.
including this studio once a week.
So I've gone in and said, okay, I need this by tomorrow. Can you do it? And they've always come through. I had a friend of mine that just flew out earlier this week, and she didn't realize she forgot to bring her husband's dress clothes, and he was going to a conference to get impressed because she doesn't iron either. And less than, she only gave him a couple hours notice, and they did all of his stuff. So
now I should clarify, it's not that I don't iron. I can iron.
I just choose not to.
If it's clothing that needs ironing, I don't need it.
Everything needs a little touch up.
No, you sound like my you sound like my great aunts. I had two spinster great aunts.
Oh, they God, ironed I'm a spinster.
They ironed their underwear. They ironed their sheets. Well, they were a little bit manic. They dusted their garage too. Do you dust your garage?
Oh no, I don't. Well, but I'll tell you, when I do clean it, you could eat off the floor. I mean, I do really well, but no, I don't really dust it, but I do get in the corners pretty well.
Weekly, they dusted their garage.
Wow.
So what typically is turnaround, Jasmine, if I'm not being like Susie and coming in at the last moment, suppose I need to have a tux cleaned or a dress cleaned or something like that. What's the typical lead time you like to get?
Usually 2-3 days.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on how busy and, you know, depends on when you need it back by.
Well, and we appreciate that you accommodate Susie when she comes in at the last moment.
I really do.
But we'd just as soon not have to put you through that.
Right.
Thinking ahead is not a bad thing.
True.
So
yeah, usually 2-3 days.
All right. And of course, you're located on Montezuma Avenue. Sure. You're right next to the radio station here. And it's amazing how many people will call the radio station and say, "Where are you guys?" And we'll say, "Well, we're on Montezuma. We're right next to the dry cleaners." Oh yeah,
right. It's a good point. It
works the same exact way.
Right.
They're like, "Where are you guys?" "We're right next to the radio station."
Oh, there
you are.
So if somebody has a question, let's say I've got a problem. let's say I've got this shirt I want to save. I've got this blanket I want to save. Bring it in. You'll take a look at it and tell me whether it's worth doing, can be done, whether it's not worth trying or too risky.
Exactly.
So you guys know what you're doing.
Bring it in.
You guys know your stuff.
And then what's the great thing too, Jasmine's new to the business, but let's keep in mind that when the new owners took over, they kept the
same staff.
The staff that has been there forever. I love when I can just go in there and she doesn't even have to ask my name. You know, they just know you and it feels good and, you know, it's great.
Yeah, I mean, I can hear them from here when you go, there she is at the last minute. Yeah, the service has always been great. It's going to stay the same because the same wonderful people are working there.
Yes.
And we congratulate the new owners and welcome to the Houghton business community. And thank you for coming in this morning, Jasmine Tappany from Crown Cleaners. Susie, we got anything else going on?
That's about it. Next week, I'm pretty excited because I'll be bringing in the owner of a new business that is opening next. I think it's April 3rd. He's opening in downtown Houghton on the 400 block.
Ooh, we got lots going on.
Yes, it's very exciting, and I can let you know that it's going to be a gift shop, and it's got a fair trade basis to it. So
okay,
it's a lot of unique things.
Look forward to finding out more about that next week. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Enjoy the day,
Susie Landers and Jasmine Tappany here on Q&A's Classic Hits 97.7 The Wolf.